Today is Thursday, June 24th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I just walked in from my haircut. I did wake up this morning. I woke up a little bit later than I wanted to. I wanted to wake up sometime between 4:45 and 5 o'clock. I like to give myself extra time in case there's a problem. One time I went to my haircut and there was really horrible traffic. There had been an accident on the highway and I missed my appointment time. And so I like to give myself an extra half an hour usually in case I need to stop to use the bathroom or there's bad traffic or anything like that. But I woke up at 5:15. So I quickly got in the shower and brushed my teeth and did all that and was able to get on the road by 5:30, which was good. And I drove all the way up there and got my hair cut. I was out of there by about 12:15. I had brought some baked potato chips with me, so I stopped and got a grilled chicken sandwich at a fast food establishment and then ate in the car on the way back. I did actually hit an accident. I actually did run across an accident that Google said was going to cause about an hour and a half delay. But luckily, I was close to an exit, and Google was able to give me an alternative route. So it only added maybe about a half an hour extra because it took me a bit to get to the exit, basically. Plus, the detour added a little bit of time, but not much. And yeah, I made it back. I had to stop to pee a couple of times, so it's 7 p.m. and I just walked in the door about 6:55. So, fun day. I caught up on some tech podcasts that I haven't listened to in a while. And, that was about it. We do have a voicemail and I have a couple of voicemails, but I'm going to at least play one of them. So let's go ahead and have a listen to that.
Hi, Adam.
Hello.
Laughing Buddha.
Hello.
I'm out here on a Nipawak and finally listening to your Monday little show.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about your experience at the farmer's market. A helpful suggestion in those situations is just to say, no, thank you. I am not interested. And keep walking. Just a thought. Hope you're well. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, and thank you for the call, Laughing Buddha. I really appreciate it, always. And I am recalling back to that because this must have been like a week ago. And we did say no thank you and we were polite, you know, and all of that kind of stuff. But I think the point was every time we would walk past, because it's a loop, and so every time we would walk past, maybe a different booth would, you know, ask us if we wanted something. It wasn't always the same booth. And so I felt like we do 6 laps. And I felt like every single time a different person hawked their wares, so to speak. And it's no big deal, but we all know how I am. I feel very pressured by salespeople and I'm just trying to get in my walk to lose the weight and to get in better shape. And I don't know. It's just me. But thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I do have one more voicemail. We're going to go ahead and play this. So here we go. Let's have a listen.
Hello, lovey.
Hello, fatty.
Just wanted to call the Geeky Gay because I took that test, the beauty test that you talked about. And I just thought I'd share my results with you.
Oh, thank you.
It said that my beauty on the first try was a 6.9.
Yeah.
It thought that I was 54 years old. I'm really 65 or almost 65. It did understand that I am a man. It said that my BMI was lower than normal. However, it said that my life expectancy is only to 81, so I don't have that much longer to go. I think that's all I needed to let you know. So it was nice knowing you. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye now.
Well, thank you for calling, Fatty. Yeah, apparently, so I did want to mention this on the show, and thank you for calling. I do want to say, I had one other listener respond to what I said to this, am I normal? Is it am I normal? How normal? I don't even remember now. Doesn't matter. How normal am I .eu, I believe is what it was. And it was Dean Barney, and he's on Twitter. He said he got a 6.2 on beauty, and he managed to increase it to a 6.5 by rearranging his hair. His age was 7 years less than his real age, but he didn't tell me his real age. And his BMI was way lower than his real BMI. And it said that he was a man and he would be dead by 81. So a common theme is apparently we're all living to about 81 or 82. I got 82 on mine. I didn't talk about that because that was not the part that was important to me. But you both got... You both are more attractive than me based on this. Now, I don't know, because Mark took it. He was less attractive than me. I don't know. I don't know. I feel like Mark is more attractive than me, and yet he got a lower score than I did. And who knows, you know, and depending on how you move your face, you get a different score. And The lighting was really bright in here, so I feel like it might have blown out my features. So I probably need to try it again when the sun is not shining directly on my face. Or I could just forget about it and not obsess about something that doesn't matter. My BMI was also lower than what my actual BMI is, so... And it thought I was a man. So all of that was good. But anyway, thank you. Yeah, Fatty. So we're all going to live to be 81 or 82. You're just a little bit closer to that age than we are. Although I don't know how old Dean Barney is, but I think he's a little bit younger than you. He may be younger than me. I'm not sure. He looks... I want to say Dean is in his 30s or 40s, but I don't really know. I haven't seen a whole lot of pictures of him. And I'm really bad at guessing ages. So, but I want to say he's maybe around my age, which I'm 42, or younger than me. That would be my guess. And we're all dying at 82. You'll just get there first. And we all got a lower BMI. So, I don't know. I'm going to try it again when the sun's not blaring on my face. So I also got a text message from a listener, and I didn't know who this was because I didn't have him stored in my phone, apparently. At some point, young Nicholas and I exchanged phone numbers, and he says, almost called into your little show. You talk about the fat one almost every little show. You're starting to burp and forgetting things during your show. I'm worried you're turning into another big fatty, even though you're way better looking. Feel free to use as love you, young Nicholas. How ironic. Well, Fatty got a much higher attractiveness score on hownormalami.eu. So, I mean, I don't know, but thank you for that. Sorry, Fatty, that young Nicholas. I think young Nicholas. First of all, Fatty has no self-esteem problems that I'm aware of. And so I feel like Fatty doesn't care what young Nicholas says one way or the other. I want to talk about the burping. I don't burp. I have phlegm in my throat a lot. And so I get a, you know, but it's not a burp. I don't recall burping a lot on the show, but I do get phlegmy. And I don't know if sometimes it might be allergies. I don't know what the case may be. Who knows? But anyway, thank you for the text message. Thank you for the tweet, Dean Barney. And thank you to Laughing Buddha and Fatty for the calls. I appreciate all of that. And I just want to remind everyone, we have a State of the Station tomorrow night, Friday night at 9:30 Eastern. We're going to announce the lineup for the July event. So you should all be there. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.